Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cook and Joe, final hour, and it's our great pleasure to introduce one of Pittsburgh's very own Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL, Mr. Curtis Martin. He is going to be presented with a plaque at his alma mater, Taylor, or his high school. Is a high school still an alma mater, Ron, or only a college?
Sure it is.
All right, I'll stick with that. Alderdice High School, which will become the 127th official school of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It will be the hometown Hall of Famers presented by Ford Motor Company ceremony. And it's happening Thursday, private event, alumni, friends, and family. Curtis, how are you, sir? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I was telling Ron here earlier that I have great memories of you from Pitt. The teams weren't great, but I remember sitting at Pitt Stadium, and I always say that I saw you make some of the greatest short runs that I've ever seen. It was phenomenal. It was like watching Barry Sanders. I wonder what you remember about those years, Curtis, and also if you remember that not everybody was advising you to go to the NFL, but you went ahead with it anyway, and I'm wondering what made you make the move?
Well, you know something? I can definitely admit that I didn't do all the right things in college. It took me until my senior year to actually even take football serious. I never really wanted to play football in an organized way. I thought it was cool in gym class and things like that. But, you know, when I ended up playing and getting scholarship to all these different schools and going to Pitt, I still wasn't lifting weight. And, I would go out to hang out or go to nightclubs and come straight from the nightclubs and go straight to practice. Like, I didn't take football serious at all. And so one of the things, and I don't consider it a regret anymore, but one of the things that I know for sure is that I could have made my college career much better than what it was. I don't even think my college career was half of what it should have been, because I just wasn't committed. And it took me a while to understand the power of commitment for my football career.
Well, go back a little further to your high school days. Curtis, what does it mean to you to come back to Alderdice High tomorrow to be honored like this? And you've been a guy that I've heard many people say has never forgotten where he came from.
Yeah, well, you know something? Even more so than me being honored, it's about honoring the high school that I believe got me to where I'm at. Had I not been approached by Coach Mark Whitgarner, who was the head football coach at the time, and he just kept pleading with me to play for the football team. And I finally did. And I just don't know where my life would be right now without him being persistent and getting me to play football. And I'm just very thankful to my high school, to Alderdice, because, things could have been a lot worse for me. And to be honest with you, I just played football just to stay out of trouble, because I was on the verge of being in trouble in a very big way. And where I come from, a lot of my friends were getting killed. And what really made me play football was that one of my childhood best friends, just from mistaken identity in this little place where we all used to hang out, some guy jumped out of a car with a shotgun and shot him in the chest, and he ran about 50 yards and died. And that was when I realized that I had to do something to get away from here, and that's why Alderdice as well as football was so important to me.
Talking to Pro Football Hall of Famer Curtis Martin here on Cook and Joe. And Curtis, I'm wondering if you could take a moment And tell us about the story of your relationship with your dad. And I know there was a reconciliation there, or at least according to the story I read here, toward the end of his life, about just the journey of that you and your dad took in life. What was that like?
Well, you know, I grew up in a very abusive household, and my father was extremely abusive to my mother. You know, as a 4 and 5 year old, I was that kid who watched his mother get beat up, you know, and he would beat her up like she was a man. There was times where my mother would go to work with a black eye and have to wear sunglasses. You know, I've seen him do some torturous things that I didn't quite understand at 4 and 5 years old. But as I got older, I began to understand and appreciate what my mother went through. He was gone by the time I was 6. But he and I tried to always have a relationship with him, because as a kid, you don't hold the same type of grudges that an adult holds, you know. So my mother hated his guts, yet I still loved him because he was my father. He was strung out on drugs, and, you know, in his own words, he was the biggest drug addict he knew. And so it was really hard to have a good relationship with him. But at some point, he started to get his life together, and I'll never forget, he gave me this coin that was a coin for 18 years of being clean from drugs. And he and I developed a pretty cool relationship. And I always say one of my greatest accomplishments wasn't, you know, making it to the Hall of Fame or going to the Super Bowl or, you know, signing contracts in the NFL and all that. My greatest accomplishment in life thus far has been getting my mother to the point, or helping and nurturing my mother to the point where she truly forgave my father. You know, she had forgiven him, and they had become friends maybe 10 years before he passed. And when he passed, I think, like, the true act of forgiveness, where it was most evident, is that when he was on his deathbed, you know, she was cooking for him and, you know, taking him to his doctor's appointments and things like that. That was something that I never thought that I would see in my lifetime.
Where did you find it in yourself to be able to forgive?
Well, you know, I can't even say that I found it in myself. I think that I realized the wisdom of forgiveness. I started seeing how unforgiveness and, you know, those things, how it was tearing my mother up. My mother was used to be one of the most bitter, angriest women that you would ever meet. And I realized that there was a lot that I missed out on as a kid. Like, I didn't have one of those affectionate, you know, come here, give mommy a hug, you know, give me a kiss on the cheek, and we tell each other we love each other. I didn't have that growing up. And, you know, so it was something that I didn't want for my own life. My mother's almost had to learn how to forgive in reverse, you know, because my mother didn't forgive, and I watched the bitterness that she had, it made me not want that. So it made me that much more forgiving.
Curtis, we're watching Le'Veon Bell here in Pittsburgh, obviously, what he's doing in New York, and it hasn't been very much so far. Are you surprised that Le'Veon has struggled like this, or is just sitting out a whole year like that, how difficult is that to overcome?
No, I don't think that it's a matter of Le'Veon. I think that his talent is just as good as it was when he was with Pittsburgh. I think that a lot of things are different, though. I don't think that, you know, in Pittsburgh, he had Antonio Brown out there, Juju Smith, and, you know, Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback. You know, when a team knows that the first-string quarterback is out, and then even the second-string quarterback goes out, everyone's going to say, look, Le'Veon's going to have to beat us. And, you know, so there goes, and no matter how good of a running back you are, you could be Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, and Le'Veon Bell all in one man. It is extremely difficult to run when the entire defense is going to make you beat them throwing the ball, and they're putting 9 and sometimes 10 men up in that box. They're just putting more people up there than you can block.
Curtis, I'm interested in your opinion of another running back and how long he can continue to hold up. Christian McCaffrey with Carolina is just touching the ball as a receiver, as a running back. Quarterbacks always get the most votes for MVP, but I think you could argue a little bit for McCaffrey. What do you see when you look at him?
What I see is one of the most dynamic backs in the league. You know, I think there's a few guys who are in that category, you know, like Saquon Barkley and Le'Veon. I put him in that category, Christian McCaffrey and Todd Gurley. I think that there's a certain class of running back. And, you know, there's a chance that Christian McCaffrey may be the most dynamic. I mean, the most, because the receiver that he is, you know, his quickness and, you know, you give and take, all of those running backs are somewhat interchangeable. And I think Christian McCaffrey, I don't even think that we've seen the best of him yet.
Talking to Curtis Martin, Pro Football Hall of Famer, him and his high school honored at a ceremony here coming up on Thursday. Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's the Hometown Hall of Famers presented by Ford Motor Company ceremony at Alderdice. In your opinion, Curtis, who's the greatest running back of all time?
Jim Brown. Jim Brown and Barry Sanders. That's like 1A and 1A1, you know, in my opinion, they are the two best running backs of all time. It's hard to not put Emmitt in that class, but I think in a different way. I look at Emmitt similar. I mean, he's much better, but I look at him similar to the way I look at myself, where we weren't probably the fastest or the biggest or the strongest or even the quickest, but we had a work ethic and a commitment and this, like, persistence to succeed that drove us to the heights that we've accomplished. Guys like Jim Brown and Barry Sanders, like, those guys are just like freak of natures when it comes to talent. And so if I were to say the best running backs ever in the history, I would have to say those two.
Curtis, I have asked Jerome this question, Jerome Bettis and a couple other Hall of Famers. Just how does it change your life when you get picked to the Hall of Fame?
You know, I think what it does is it's almost like the ultimate cherry on top to your career. And you become known as the Hall of Famer. Like, people recognize me as the Hall of Famer more than they do as the New York Jet or a New England Patriot. And it's an honor, you know. And for me, being that football wasn't my love and I didn't really enjoy playing football, like, that was, football wasn't ever my goal. Making it to the Hall of Fame, for me, speaks to the reason why I played football, which is I used it as a vehicle. I wanted to use it to do a lot of other good things from a charitable and a philanthropic effort standpoint. And the Hall of Fame, in my mind, represents that I did something that I really didn't want to do to the highest level because of a bigger purpose. And, you know, and that's what I really enjoy about that tag of Hall of Fame.
I hate to bring up a bad memory, Curtis, but I remember interviewing you and Paul Hackett and a couple other people. This was a good memory, actually, after you guys upset the Chargers in San Diego in 2004 in a playoff game. And the reason I was there is because you guys, the winner of that game was coming to Pittsburgh. And so you guys come to Pittsburgh in Ben's rookie year. What do you remember about that day?
I think that was the day that we thought we were going to go to the Super Bowl that year, and our kicker missed both of the field goals in overtime.
Yes, that is exactly correct. That's the game.
Yeah. So I'll never forget that, because I thought we really had a good chance that year. And I was nearing the end of my career. I think I was in the 10th year of my career, and I was thinking, okay, this is that year where maybe I finally get my ring. And when he missed those two field goals, it just, like, ugh. I mean, you talk about letting the air out of the cell. It was just deflating.
What was it like playing for Herm Edwards?
I enjoyed Herm. You know, Herm was the first time I experienced having that coach that's like a player's coach. You know, Herm was the ultimate player's coach. I mean, he demanded hard work. He was almost like Bill Parcells, but the flip side of him. You know, Bill Parcells was very demanding, and he'd get the best out of you. He knew how to push your buttons. Herm just said, you know what? I want you to do your best. And if you don't do your best, to be honest with you, you just won't be here. And so they both kind of got the same results out of you, but Herm just had a totally different way. And I enjoy both of those guys. Bill Parcells is almost like a father to me, and Herm is almost, you know, I consider him, or when he was here, almost like a brother to me.
Curtis, you still follow the Pitt program at all? Have you had a chance to meet Narduzzi? Where the program is at, where it's heading?
Yes, I have. I think it's headed in the right direction. I think he's the right coach. I think they have a lot of talented people, a lot of talented players on the team. I was just back there, and I spent some time speaking with the team and talking to them. And I just like the direction that they're going. I think they're still building, and I think they'll get better.
Curtis, it's a joy to talk to you, man. Every time, it's rare, but every time I get a chance, it's amazing. Thank you for taking the time.
Enjoy your date at Alderdice tomorrow. It's got to be so cool to, as you say, honor your school and also being honored yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for having me. Pleasure speaking with you guys.
Pleasure was ours. Take care, man. There he goes, Curtis Martin. Awesome, huh?
Yeah.
The whole life story?
Yeah, it's just what an incredible career for a guy who claims he never really loved football. You know, that reminds me of a little bit, Mario. I never felt like was loved hockey. Sid loves hockey. He lives and breathes it. Mario was just always so good at it. This, for him to say that he made the Hall of Fame, it's something he really didn't want to do.
And that he wasn't even working at it in high school or college.
Right. But
go back and replay some of his runs from both places and the natural talent, and then you combine it with when he got real interested in it, the work. And he talked about that him and Emmett Smith sort of share that in common, like the work ethic and the consistency year to year. That was great.
The second guy I think I read that started the first 10 years of his career with at least 1,000 yards. I don't know who the first one was. Second guy, now his last year, he was, 735, his 11th year. But the second guy in history to get 1,000 yards his first 10 years. That's pretty consistent.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.